finger at Russia seem to forget that it wasn't Moscow who equipped, trained, and sponsored these rebels so that they became capable of capturing and holding Aleppo for more than 4 years while terrifying its residents.
I have detected that probably the most powerful opposition element is resident in the United States of America. It isn't on the ground in Syria fighting tooth and nail for its so-called rights, liberty and democracy and that sort of thing. But I have never been able to detect in Syria a substantial, militarily capable force of Jeffersonian Democrats desiring to unseat Bashar al-Assad. In fact, quite the contrary.
In short, whichever way Aleppo's fortunes have rolled, the only certainty is hearing that tried and tested formula of the past few years. Whatever happens, blame Russia.